You draft a wide receiver, you're also kind of drafting their quarterback, right? If that quarterback gets hurt and the backup quarterback is nowhere close to as good as the starter, which is generally the case with few exceptions, then the wide receiver more often than not will take a hit, sometimes a sizable hit. Sometimes they will go from must start to unstartable. That is the risk we take when we draft a wide receiver, in addition to all the other risks for any position that you draft. The reliance of a wide receiver on a quarterback is real. When I look at Puka Nacua's ADP, I think it's like 4 at wide receiver, and Davante Adams, which is like 12 or 14 or something last time I checked, it suggests that the quarterback throwing to them is in the prime of his career, that he can service 2 top 12, let's argue, wide receivers. That's a tough call. And Stafford has been pretty durable overall, so I'm not going to really question his durability. He has missed half a season like twice in the last 6 years. But that's not really a knock. The bigger knock is that he's 37. He's thrown a ton in his career, and concerningly, he is throwing less and less each season on a per-game basis. So in his 2021 campaign, when they won the Super Bowl, he threw it was like 600 times across a season. I don't know what that averages out to. I'm trying to do the math in my head as I'm talking. But it's about 35, 36 passes a game, I guess. Feel free to write me if I'm off. Then the next year, he played essentially 8.5 games. And he averaged during those 8.5, it was like 35, 34.5, 35 passes a game. I think the numbers show that it was like 33.5, but that includes that partial game he threw before he got knocked out for the year. So when you kind of factor that in, it was about 35. And then the next year after that, it was about 34, 34.3 or something like that passes per game. Last year, he threw it 517 times in 16 games, which is, for a guy who used to, you know, at some point had led the league in pass attempts, pretty low for him, 32, roughly, give or take, passes a game. It's probably not going to improve at this stage of his career. They have a very strong backfield, adding rookie Jaquez Hunter to a backfield that's already got Kyron Williams and Blake Corum. One can easily see that this will be a run-friendly offense, that the team is not going to put their faith in the arm of a 37-year-old quarterback who, if they reach the playoffs, needs to be at his best at that point, not 17 games and 500 pass attempts into the season. Maybe 500, maybe not 550. The point is, this kind of idea of the Matthew Stafford of old slinging it is a declining idea at this stage. So how is it that we can have a guy like Stafford whose ADP is like 20, 22, something like that? It's not great. At the same time, having two wide receivers with such high ADPs with Nacua and Adams. I don't see how we square that circle. I don't see how that fits. The only way it might fit is if we say every other receiver on the team is essentially worthless. And that it's the old style, two-man receiving core that we see sometimes, you know, with teams like, you know, the Bengals to an extent, the Vikings, that's before they got T.J. Hockenson, I think they had, you know, basically like a 1-2 punch, and that was about it. I think K.J. Osborne was like the distant third. Like you get that with teams. But I don't think the Rams are unusual in terms of their talent. They've got a 32-year-old Devontae Adams, who frankly might be overvalued regardless of who's throwing to him. And then playing alongside a guy who Nacua is the real deal, obviously, but you know, if you're investing in him as the fourth best wide receiver, you're investing in a guy at his ceiling, not really at his midpoint. I mean, that's pretty much his ceiling. It's hard to imagine Nacua being the number one wide receiver with a 37-year-old Stafford throwing to him while, oh, by the way, also trying to feed Devontae Adams with a very strong backfield and with a couple of strong tight ends, including the rookie that they just drafted in the second round or something like that, plus Tutu Atwell. You never know with Tutu Atwell. Stranger things have happened than Tutu Atwell getting 700 yards this season. He's certainly a former second-round pick. It's doable. So something doesn't add up. If, let's say, for Nacua and Adams to be as good as they are, if they are at the end of the season the fourth best and 12th best wide receivers, they're probably combining for about 275 targets, which would be about, again, my math might be off, maybe 60% of the targets that Stafford will have over the course of the season. And that includes a backfield that is going to get a good chunk of targets, maybe 60, 70, 80 targets. That includes two tight ends. That includes Atwell. That includes even Jordan Whittington, who, you know, it's still only 24 years old, might have some kind of tertiary role. The guy I was thinking of, by the way, tight end, as you can tell, this is all, you know, unscripted. But Terrence Ferguson, as the tight end that they drafted, I think it was the second round. So again, you have to ask yourself, what is the market thinking? And then if Stafford gets hurt and Jimmy Garoppolo takes over, it's probably going to be a net negative at the end of the day. Maybe it'll be as small of a step down as you can imagine from a number one to a number two, but I think it would be on balance a net negative. Garoppolo's injury history, by the way, is pretty storied. And when you get past him, it's disaster. But we're not going to do that. We're going to assume that Stafford's going to play every game, and I think he'll average about 30 to 31 pass attempts a game. And so that's about a 3 to 6% drop in his targets, which might be a 3 to 6% drop in what we might expect from his top playmakers in terms of looks. I don't see the logic here of Nacua and Adams being as ranked as high as they are. I would fade both of them without a doubt. And I would, with Stafford, just understand the fact that yes, he can still get it done, but 24 touchdowns and 3,500 yards is probably him getting it done at this stage of his career. And so you're getting him as ADP of like 20, 21, 22. That makes sense. There's logic there. But the point is that unless he becomes something else, a guy at that level is probably not going to be able to feed a number four and number 12 wide receiver. My name again is BJ Riddell. Follow me, fantasyfootballforwinners.com, or on the Facebook Fantasy Football for Winners Facebook page.